from Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama reaffirms America's strength around the world. Ukrainian National Guard battles separatists in Luhansk. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Obama says that American isolationism is not an option, but not every problem holds a military solution. Mr. Obama used his commencement address Wednesday at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, to present a foreign policy vision for his final years in office. White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
The president used a commencement address at this year's U.S. Military Academy graduation to defend his foreign policy. Mr. Obama said terrorism remains the biggest direct threat to the United States.
I believe that a world of greater freedom and tolerance is not only a moral imperative, it also helps to keep us safe.
President Obama said the United States will continue drone strikes against terrorists when necessary to protect U.S. interests, but only when there is a near certainty that no civilians are harmed. Mr. Obama said he would work to boost support for Syrian opposition groups and for efforts to support Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, which have been hosting refugees and confronting terrorists working across Syria's borders. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is welcoming President Obama's decision to pull all American troops from Afghanistan by the end of 2016. Mr. Karzai says the Afghan government and people are thankful for the international community's contribution and support. He says Afghan forces are ready to take full control of their country's security and is urging the Afghan Taliban to lay down their arms and end the conflict. The Taliban says insurgents will not stop fighting until every American soldier is out of Afghanistan. Human rights groups in Pakistan are outraged at the killing of a young woman who was targeted by her family for marrying a man of her own choice. Police in the eastern city of Lahore say a 25-year-old woman was stoned to death by her family members just outside a courthouse. Ayaz Ghul has details.
The Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan said the murder caused serious alarm and disgust. The woman's only crime was to marry of her own free will in line with the law of the land, the commission said in a statement, adding with dismay that neither onlookers nor policemen at the scene of the crime intervened. The Commission's Secretary General, Ayyar Rahman, says such brazen actions have only been encouraged by Pakistani authorities' failure to act.
We feel that these are premeditated murders, and the trend has been strengthened by the government's failure to suppress crimes of this nature.
The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan says nearly 900 women died in honor-related crimes in 2013. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian government forces battled Wednesday in the eastern city of Luhansk. Ukraine's interior ministry says the fighting broke out when separatist fighters tried to overrun a Ukrainian National Guard unit. The ministry says there are losses on both sides. Ukrainian miners loyal to the separatists demonstrated Wednesday in the city of Donetsk, but the city remained free of the violence that erupted earlier in the week. Attacks across Iraq have killed at least 29 people and wounded dozens more. The deadliest attack occurred in Baghdad's northern district of Qazemiya when a suicide bomber drove his explosives-laden filled car into a police checkpoint Wednesday, killing 9 people. Security officials say Libyan warplanes have bombed militia bases in the eastern city of Benghazi as part of a campaign by a rogue former general to root out insurgents in the area. Forces loyal to former General Khalifa Haftar launched 2 airstrikes Wednesday on the February 17th Martyrs Brigade compound west of the city. No casualties were reported, but witnesses say there was structural damage. The February 17th Brigade is made up of former Islamist ex-rebels and is one of the largest militant groups in Benghazi. Egyptians voted for a third and final day in a presidential election expected to bring former Army Chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to power. Election officials say just 35% of the 54 million eligible voters cast ballots in the first 2 days of polling. And renowned American poet, author, and rights activist Maya Angelou has died at the age of 86. The author of the celebrated 1969 autobiography known as I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings died in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. In 1993, former President Bill Clinton asked Maya Angelou to write a poem for his inauguration. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.